Erev Shabbos Parashas Lech, extended Torah away by the Shabbos Project in Ar Chodesh, Rabbi Aubrey Hirsch.
So, in order to understand what Shabbos is and how it is created, so to speak, we need to go through a number of issues which underpin Shabbos, define Shabbos. And they come from various different places in Chazal. There's Medrash Rabbah, which is very difficult to understand, in Parshas Vayera, where the Medrash tells us, Ein kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, she'ein koirin bo parshosai shel Lot. Every Shabbos we read the Parsha of Lot. And this Medrash is so difficult to understand that one of the Mefarshim says that actually it should read Shana v'Shana, because we don't read the Parsha of Lot every week. So that's what the this Mefarsh resolves the issue. Obviously, we have to understand what this means. One of the other ideas is enshrined in differences in minhagim and halacha on Friday night. When we make kiddush, so there are three different ways that a person carries out kiddush. Some people stand for the whole thing, some people sit for the whole thing, some people stand for the beginning and sit for the second half. And the Yosei Tamachleikis is between Kiddush B'Mokim Suda, whether Kiddush not only has to take place in the area, the Mokim that you're having the Suda, but also in the same manner as Suda is carried out. And the other side is the fact that you're giving Eidus. If you're giving Eidus, you have to stand, which in effect means that potentially the midway house of standing for Vayichulu and sitting for the rest actually makes the most sense. Either way, the Eidus section of Vayichulu, we're being made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, and Vayonach Bayom HaShvi, or that Vayichal Alekim Bayom HaShvi. Problem is that we're being made about something that we've never seen. How are we giving Eidus? If we're saying this is Alpi Masera, this is what we've been told, Mamela. But this is the concept of Eidus, Ad Kedei Kach, that there's the idea of standing for it, being made on something that we never witnessed. The third question is the idea of Melava Malka, to escort the queen, which takes place sometime on Motzei Shabbos. Yes, ideally it should take place quite close to the time of Havdalah, but in actual fact, Melava Malka takes place at some time on Motzei Shabbos, when the Malka has long gone. It's Mutar B'Melacha, a person can eat and drink before Melava Malka. Other than the idea that a person should ideally still be wearing Big Day Shabbos, there's no connection to Shabbos, and therefore one would have thought that the best time to carry out Melava Malka is literally, there should be a Chiyuv. When we finish making Havdalah, to sit down then, that's when I brought Shabbos to a close. But there's no such halacha at all. So, firstly, what is the idea of Parshas Lot? Secondly, the idea of being made on something that I've never seen. And thirdly, how does Melava Malka fit into Shabbos when they don't seem to be connected, at least not in time? So, there is a Pasuk, Sefer Bamidbar, which we've said in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, Uv'yom Simchaschem Uv'moyadeichem. So, Uv'yom Simchaschem, the Beis Yosef tells us, refers to Shabbos, based on a Sifri. And the Avudram actually says that as a result of the Torah calling Shabbos Uv'yom Simchaschem, we, in Tfilas Shabbos, talk of the idea of Yismachu v'malchuscha. The only thing is that we don't find the inyan of Simcha on Shabbos. It's true that We are now defining Shabbos as Uviyom Simchaschem, but Simcha Mazu Eisa. We don't have any chiyuvim particularly of Simcha on Shabbos, unlike Yom Tov. And I saw in the Nesiv Shalom that he writes the idea that we mentioned in the Zmiris, Sisu v'simchu kimekablei matan nachliel, that we should rejoice as the time when Klal Yisrael accepted Torah. And once again, we don't find at the time of Kabbalah Satera a particular simcha. It said Vayechrad Kala'om. There was the awe, there was the fear, but simcha doesn't seem to be that apparent at that time. So, in order to understand this, we need to be aware that there are two types of simcha that exist. There is an active simcha, which I create. In Yom Tov, there's bosor, yayin, there are ingredients, there is a recipe that I follow in order to create, to engender simcha. And then there is a simcha that exists mimela, which is given, which is not earned, and I need to connect to that simcha by allowing that existent idea to overtake me. It is the simcha that comes about by there being shlemus, by there being a complete tikkun, by the fact that I've achieved the tachlis, or that I'm part of the outcome of the tachlis. And therefore, Shabbos, which is me'ein olam haba, is connected not to an active simcha, which I bring about, but to the fact that there's the simcha shel gemar, that which we have, simcha shel begomri shel Torah, that exists here as well. And we see this in the tefillos that we say on Shabbos, as opposed to the rest of the week. The rest of the week, in Aleinu, we say, "Bayom hahu yeh Hashem echod u'shmei echod." There will be absolute achdus, a completion. When? Bayom hahu, not now. Whereas Shabbos mincha, we say, "Atzo echod v'shemcha echod." When? Now. There already is this achievement, which we are looking forward to celebrating at the end of time, already exists now on Shabbos. Because the simcha is one that is brought about by connecting to me'ein olam haba. And therefore, the mizmor for Shabbos is tov lahodeis l'Hashem. The idea of celebrating the yom shekulei tov. A time where we will understand, where we will see how everything in this world is tov. Whereas nowadays, on a Shmua Ro, Chas V'Shalom, a person can't say the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv. It's inappropriate, it's incorrect. The bracha that has to be made at certain occasions is Dino Emes. We don't see it as being Tov. Hagam Be'emunah, we know that there is such an idea, that it's definitely the case. But we can't see it in the here and now. Whereas then there will be a Simcha. Everything Taka will be Tov. And therefore, as the Torah tells us, there are three types of Shabbos. There are three prototype Shabbos. There's Shabbat UK, and the Shabbos Project, and Shabbos normally in Golders Green. The three types of Shabbos is the Shabbos that we encounter, B'maisa Bereishis, which is the Shabbos of Friday night, which is how we refer to it in the Shemoneh Esrei, in the Amida. There's the Shabbos of the Shachris, which is the Shabbos of Matan Torah. And then there's the third Shabbos of Shabbos Mincha, which is what we are looking forward to, the Zman of Mashiach, the Osid Lovay. All these three have one thing in common. They are dealing with the concept of Shlemus. Maisa Bereshis, Matan Torah, La'osid Lovoi. That's what Shabbos comes to instill within us on a weekly basis, that connection. And being part of that Achdus allows me to say the tefillah of Yismachu v'malachuscha. Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus is more apparent on this day. And therefore, there are no mitzvahs for Shabbos midoraisa, other than Zochreyu. Nowadays, I mean, Chazal said Zochreyu al Hayayin, but beyond, there are no action-based mitzvahs which we carry out on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is not a day where we do. Shabbos is a day where we become part of that Shlemus, become part of that Achdus, of that Nitzchis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all Midrabanan. Everything else is Drabanan. The Hadlakas Haneiros, all of these things are Midrabanan. In Midoraisa, there are no mitzvahs. This is in opposition to the 6 days of creation, where it's not pshat that Shesh Yisrei Ma'aseh and Shabbos are different days. It's a different bria. It's the merchak between Kodesh L'Chol. Chol, Cholin, something which exists, but it has inherently nothing which is connected to eternity. And the full meaning is given its voice in the Urachaim. Urachaim says on the Posuk, Ki sheshes yomim osa Hashem es Hashemayim es Haaretz. It doesn't say Ki be sheshes yomim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to last for 6 days. That's how long the world will last. It's physical, and therefore it comes to an end, and its end happens at the end of 6 days. It's limited. Ma hoya olam chaser, what was missing in the world? Menucha. Bo Shabbos, bo menucha. When menucha came into the world was now not completed, but given a permanence, given a stability. What is menucha? It is the concept of there being a connection to something nitzchi. Until that moment in time, the 6 days are there temporarily, because everything in the physical world is temporary. It needs to connect to something which is me'ein olam haba, to have a kiyum. Bo Shabbos, bo menucha, the menucha came to the sheshes yimei hamaisa. If not for Shabbos, the world would cease to exist. And only because we connect to the Makor is there something ongoing. And that is achieved through us being Shema Shabbos. And that's why we say, somebody who's Shema Shabbos Gilchosei, Naseh Shutuf B'Maiseh Bereishis. I, Maiseh Bereishis, took place long ago. It didn't. It's still taking place. Every week, by us being Shema Shabbos, we are recreating the world for the next 6 days to come. We are giving a chius into the world which allows the world to continue. And therefore, when the Gemara says, Chilel olav Shabbos achas, kidei sheyishmer Shabbos harbe, it doesn't simply mean that by being Machal Shabbos, this person will live through or for many other Shabboses, but that he will bring about many more weeks of existence. By this person being Shema Shabbos, he will bring about a kiyum to many more Shabboses on an ongoing basis. And that's the idea of Yismchu v'malchus ha-Shemrei Shabbos. And therefore, we are told that afilu chota kedoyer enosh, moichlim loy al kol avinoisov, if a person keeps Shabbos. What was enosh? The doyer of enosh is the first doyer that starts to break away from the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what happens with Shabbos is we restore the connection to Nitzchias. Avodah Zarah, it's koitzeitz b'netiyos. It removes the foundations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world, and that means there's no longer a connection to something nitzri. So the world starts to crumble. We keep Shabbos, we bring a chiyus back into the world. And the Zohar, on the opening words of this week's parsha, says the same idea. On Eile Toldos Noach. So the Medrash already tells us that it says Eile Toldos, not V'Eile Toldos. Because Eile Posal Es HaRishonim. When it says Eile, it means these, and it's not connected to anything that came beforehand. I.e. to the Dor HaMabul. Noach is a new beginning. Because the Dor HaMabul came to an end. And there was no zecher left of that door and anything that had preceded it. Noach was a new bria, was a new bereshis. Eile Toldos Noach. So the zecher connects the word Noach to the concept of menucha. If there is menucha, then there will be toldos. These are the outcomes, eile, these are the toldos, the outcomes of menucha. Of there being menucha Shabbos, as a result, there will be continuity. As opposed to the Rishonim, the earlier generations, where there was no Menucha, therefore there was no continued outcome. With this in mind, we can start answering some of the questions. One of them was, how can we be made in Kiddush on Friday night to something that we've never seen? But we have seen it. Every single week we've seen how Shabbos is the Gemar of Bria and brings about the next Sheshes Yemei Hamaisa, the next Sheshes Yemei Bereshis. We see how it takes place. And what is the concept of Malava Malka? Malava Malka is almost a Sudas Hodah. It's the time where we almost died, and when we were brought back to life, it's a time of Tchias HaMesim. And that's why the Luz is sustained from this meal. Because this is the meal which is a mini Tchias HaMesim every single week. So it connects to the ultimate concept of Tchias HaMesim. And therefore the bone that brings about Tchias HaMesim is sustained dafka from Malava Malka. Because this is the beginnings of the new world that came about through Shabbos. And that's why these Zmiras of Malava Malka are all geared towards David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom, the idea of there being an ongoing existence, the idea of Moshiach bringing about a finality, a completion, a Shlemus, a gemar to what we've been going through. It's all the result of that which Shabbos achieved. The menucha of Shabbos, the shemira of Shabbos, allows the world to continue existing. What about the first question? Medrash that says that every Shabbos we read the parasha of Lot. Lot moves to Sodom. It is a place which is set up as a legal existence to deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chukim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. It is a place where, rather than stepping back and seeing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, as a person should on Shabbos, by my action of not doing anything, that allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gilui to take place. Rather than that happening, Sodom was a place where you had to sort your own life out. You had to take. And if you didn't take, if you gave, if you practiced chesed, you were poshut breaking the law. It wasn't a case where a person had certain taivas, and, you know, you went to Sodom because that's where people didn't necessarily keep to the straight and narrow. It was also to keep to the straight and narrow. A person had to be perverted if they lived in Sodom. And therefore, Lot couldn't be saved through his chesed. His chesed is not going to connect him to the Makor. When the time comes for absolute destruction, post the Sheshes Yimei HaMaisa, when the physical world comes to an end, he has no connection to Nitzchis. So he can't be saved b'zchus, a mitzvah here, a mitzvah there. It doesn't work that way. You need to be connected to the Makor to allow you an ongoing kiyum. So he was saved b'zchus Avram, and not because Avram is saving other people per se, but because we needed Mashiach, a Nitzchi outcome from Loit. So Avram reconnects Loit to the Makor. He reconnects Loit to the concept of something which has an ultimate kiyum, something which will bring about a shlemus. But otherwise, a mitzvah in and of itself at a time of destruction won't help. And in the same way, agav, that there are 6 days of creation, and then there is destruction if not for Shabbos, that's the same concept of 6,000 years. Then bringing about Mashiach, for those for whom Mashiach will be the ability to continue, as opposed to those for whom there was just a physical world, so it comes to an end. And our action on Shabbos is therefore to acknowledge Malchus Shamayim, to be part of that simcha of Malchus Shamayim. And that, in many ways, is the concept of Shemitah as well. The Medrash quotes the posuk, Baruch Hashem Malachov Giborei Koyach Oisei Dvorei. Gibor is the concept of strength, and so is koyach. What does it mean to be giborei koyach? Normally in this world, we are told to be involved in mitzvahs maisiyos, and also be yeshuvoi shel olam, on a physical level. For 6 days, tavoid v'sisa kol malachtecha. V'yom ha'shvi, what happens on that day? We have to be misgaber on our own koiches and do nothing. We have to be misgaber on that which we normally do, as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, Ezehu gibor hakovesh. We have to actually withdraw. We have to withhold from what we normally do and do nothing. And the Medrash goes on to describe somebody who can keep Shabbos for 1 day, for a week, but for a whole year. The Giborei Koyach are people who are actually able to not do anything, which is what we do on Shabbos. And this is also seen in this week's parasha. We find Yonah sends out the raven, then he sends out the dove the first time, and he sends out the dove the second time. And when the dove comes back and Alizai is Torah B'fiyah, so Noach knows that the land is now dry and it's fit for habitation. What does Noach do next? What you would expect Noach to do next is leave the teva. What does he actually do? Nothing. Nothing at all. And the Medrash says, why not? Because he said, in the same way that I only came into the teva when there was a tzivui to do so, I will only leave the teva when there is a tzivui to do so. In that case, why did he send out the yona? He wasn't going to leave anyway. He needed a weather report. Why did he need to know whether the land was dry or not, since Mamela he wasn't going to do anything about it until he got a tzivui? And why does the Torah give us the whole Arichus HaDvarim of what took place? It was irrelevant. The answer is that if Noach doesn't send out the Yonah and has no idea what's going on out there, then he's not leaving the Teva, partly based on the fact that it could be unfit for life. The moment he knows that from a Gashmi perspective, from a selfish perspective, there is now no reason to stay in the teva anymore. He knows that it's fit for life. if he now does not leave the Teva, there's only one reason, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't told me. From my Gashmi perspective, what should I be doing leaving the Teva? If I was only viewing the world from the perspective of me, then I should leave. Why is he staying? Because it's not my world. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. He's making the first step into a new Maisa Bereshis. How do you take that first step? By being Shema Shabbos. By withholding. By being Giberi Kayach. By being somebody who says, I'm going to wait until HaKadosh Baruch Hu deems it to be the right moment. And therefore, Shabbos is there to connect us to the Makor. For us to be able to bring about an ongoing 6 days of Nitzchis. But if not, the world would come to an end. Kisheshes Yomim, the world exists only for 6 days. Shabbos gives the ability for another 6 days to exist. Of course, we're left with one problem. How did the first 6 days ever exist? Now, you could say, well, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, but they are the paradigm of the 6 days that we go through every single week. So they have to conform to the same laws. So how did they come about? So in the Chodaydi, we reference this. We talk about Seif Maisa, b'machshava techila. The machshava of creating Shabbos, which was only the Seif Maisa, it was the last thing that was done, that gave the ability for the world to exist during those 6 days. And in that paragraph of L'Chodaydi, we say, Meresh mikedem nesucha. Kedem has a gematria of 144. That's how many hours there are in the 6 days of creation. So, Meresh mikedem nesucha, from the beginning, this kedem was already given the ability to exist by Seif Maisa b'machshava tchila. It brought about the Maisa through the machshava which predated it. When? When exactly did this machshava take place? Just before Maisa started. Maisa starts on what we would normally call Motzei Shabbos. Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Voker, Yom Echad. So the Erev of Yom Echad was the beginning of Maisa. So when does the Machshava take place? Just before Shabbos comes to an end. At the time of Mincha of Shabbos. And it's interesting to note that normally Mincha is seen as a time of Din. That's why in Ashkenaz they change from Sim Sholem to Sholem Rov. Not just for Mariv, but even for Mincha. Because it's a time of Din. But Shabbos Mincha is not that way. It's considered the time of Eis Rotzein already, even though it is already Mincha time. Which means, this is the Eis Rotzein, the time of Shabbos Mincha, which brought about the Machshava, which allowed the first Sheshes Yemei HaMaisa to come into existence. But from then on, it's up to us. If we are Shema Shabbos, we become Shutuf B'Maisa Bereshis. They are able to achieve, the people who are Shema Shabbos, a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is not just the mitzvah of Shabbos, but it's the nitzchias of an ongoing bria, which allows us to be part of that makor. Shabbos.